4 Alpha Golf, mobile.
G4 FCM, out, copy.
W4 FCM, Alpha Charlie, 4 Alpha Golf, AC4 AG.
AC4 AD, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. True Vanity Call, Fred Cameron Maxwell. Over.
One is alternating current for Austin Groves.
There you go. How's it going, too? Good to meet you. What's the name again?
I'm actually from here. I'm from Greenville, but I live in Kentucky normally. But I'm back here visiting family for the weekend.
Okay, well, hope you have a good visit Memorial Day. It looks like pretty weather and good. It'll be hot. But welcome to South Carolina. And hope you have a good stay. Yeah, a friend just texted me. He's never been on the air. But he just texted me. He said he thinks he's got something running. I think he's calling Alpha Charlie 4. I think Charlie Echo. I'm not sure. But good to meet you, Austin. Have a very great Memorial Day. W4FCM. Fred, here in Traveler's Rest.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I moved to Kentucky about 9 years ago. I've lived in, it's really Greer, actually, where I live. It's right near Eastside High School in that area, over on Hudson Road. That's where I grew up at. But I live up in Somerset, Kentucky now, up near Lake Cumberland. And we come down to see family and hang out. It actually went to Paris Mountain, where I spent a lot of time when I was younger there. I went up to Paris Mountain, me and Dad did today, and did a POTA activation. That was fun. And then the kids all went to the pool with my sister and her kids. And I just got done putting in a ceiling fan at Mom and Dad's house. And we're headed back over to eat some barbecue back at my sister's.
Barbecue sounds good, and it's like a great family time. Yeah, I retired, taught there a number of years. My wife taught at Greer High. I did my PhD at USC, and I taught at Greer Middle for a number of years, and then moved up and taught university for a while. But Greer, you don't remember if you knew Chip Sloan, David Farr, any of those people, but it's been a long time at Greer Middle, and good members of Greer, W4FCM.
We went to Greenville Middle, to be honest with you, and then I went to Eastside for high school, but I went to Bonds Career Center for Auto Tech when I was in high school. John Romano was my Auto Tech teacher. We called him the Italian Stallion. He's a good guy. I learned a lot from him, but I knew a lot of kids from Greer because I went to the Career Center with them. It was a lot of fun. We had a nice setup there, and we learned a lot. We learned a lot there. It was fun. But yeah, I miss home a lot. It's a great area, you know, here, and I like where I'm at now too. It's where my wife is from, and she basically said if I wanted to get married, I had to move back with her. So, you know how it is. It's just, you know, one of those things. I didn't mind moving. I liked it, but I do miss home. There's just nothing quite like this part of South Carolina, you know, anywhere else in the world. It's just got that, it's got the kind of the familiar feel for me, I guess. That's all it is.
Yeah, John and Elaine Romano, sweet people and good friends. He's done a lot of work on my car. I'd be teaching at Greer Middle. He'd offer breaks, whatever. The students have did good work. How about that? Small world. Meet my new John. Well, again, nice talking to you. Great meeting you. And barbecue and family time. Another like Memorial Day. W4 Fox Charlie Mike listening.
Okay. How's he doing anyway? I haven't talked to him in a long time. Is he doing okay?
Since I've retired, I haven't either. Moved here to Traveler's Rest, and now I do grandchildren and chickens, so life's changed a lot.
I tell you what, if you happen up on him, tell him Austin Grubb said, hey, you probably remember me. I was a handful. We all were, I guess, but I don't know. He may not, I don't know, but he might. I think I only got, I went out for parts one day and got a reckless driving ticket before I made it back to get with the parts for the car we were working on. So I don't know. He might remember me because that was a little bit of an ordeal. But other than that, I kind of stayed out of trouble and just worked. But it was just the one thing. I kind of had a left foot. But, that was a great time. Yeah, John was great. Well, I'll let you go. I just pulled up my sister's house. I just wanted to see if you'd seen him lately. But, you take care, and it was good to talk to you, AC4AG, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Thank you, Austin. I had nothing but trouble. I taught emotionally handicapped, so I'm never boring. Student jumped up, nose to nose with me, screaming, "If you, Dr. Maxwell," said, "I call my mom. She's on drunk other guys. What's she going to do to me?" So, my days were never boring. It was love doing it. Miss teaching, especially. And thanks, Austin, again. Great meeting you. W4 Fox, Charlie Mike signing.